You all too. It's such a blessing to be with you today. And to preach in English is something I don't do for regularly. So if my English is difficult to understand, pray for me. But I'm willing to flow with what he has for us. I want to say something before I pray. As I was sitting there and I was praising the Lord, I love the praise and worship in this church. It's such a blessing. Dr. Mary Frances told you, I think it's so alive, so full of the presence of God. It's so easy to enter to it. And I was reminded while I was there, and I don't have a voice the same as Reverend Mary Fran was saying. In my church, I never sing. And when Pastor Mark or Pastor Rhonda come to Chile, and I have to interpret and they start singing, I speak. Because I'm so ashamed. So for me, it's such a blessing to receive that ministry that God has given to you. And I thank God for your lives because you make it so easy for us to flow with the word. I'll keep you in my heart and prayers. I was sitting there and I was listening, I was standing there praising the Lord, sorry, and I was listening to something that God reminded me. For me, it has always been very difficult to be like this. I always like to be interpreting. I always like to be doing something for somebody else. And when Pastor Mark and Pastor Rhonda asked me, the Lord had told me in the plane, you're not going there only to get, because I was coming here to get all that you had for me, because I've been giving. He said, no, I want to use you. And I was shivering. I was scared. Because to speak in English is not what I do constantly. And I wanted to rehearse a little bit, but he said, no, you stand. And as I was there, I was reminded of something that happened to me, and I need to share it with you because it will help you to praise. I was interpreting not for Pastor Mark and Rhonda, it was before they came. I was interpreting to a man that came to Chile from the United States, and he was a prophet. And he filled stadiums and places. And my pastor then, this is many years ago, my pastor said, Maria Teresa, this man is coming with his interpreter. But for some reason, the interpreter had a problem and he won't be there. And the only person that I know that speaks English is you. Wow, I said, you know, I speak English, yes, but I've never interpreted. So he said, fast and pray. To tell you the truth, I couldn't fast or pray. Everything came against me. It was like hell broke loose in my home. And I couldn't pray, I couldn't, nothing. Because I want to tell you about God. Not about me. And I was there that day when the prophet came. All the pastors of the region were there. Pastors, I was just a missionary, Chilean from Canada, sent to Chile to work. And I had never stood in front of anybody. I was so shy. And I had my eyes full of tears. My mascara was flowing. I know it was a mess. And I was with my face against the wall. And this was the faith woman. Lord, I pray that the interpreter will be here. And then I had my eyes closed. I didn't want to see anybody. And then I hear the pastor introduce the preacher. He says, Brother Gary Barlow, a prophet from Maurice Cerullo's ministry, is here. And our sister, Maria Teresa, has been praying and fasting, and she will interpret. And I said, Lord. But I stood up. And all I know is I was praying from my heart, cover me with your love. Cover me with your love, Jesus. I want to hide. But he's the hiding place for us. And I realized he was protecting me. He was going with me to the front. I stood behind this big prophet. He was fat. And I stood behind him so that they wouldn't see me. He grabbed the microphone and looked at me and says, you're going to interpret me? So he started preaching, and the anointing came on me. You know, before he spoke, I knew what to say. That is your God. He's supernatural. Don't make him natural. He's not. Well, this was okay. Then I knew it wasn't me doing it. It was something from heaven that I had received. But then things started getting harder for me. Because he says, okay, God anointed you to interpret for me. And I was wishing somebody else would do it to help me. But he says, no, you have to come with me. God anointed you to interpret for me. So I was following him. And then we had to do the first big meeting in a huge church. All the pastors, everybody was there, and the man started saying, hallelujah, with a strong voice, hallelujah. And I was quiet. I didn't want to say hallelujah. I was there to interpret. And the enemy was telling me, ridiculous, you're not going to say hallelujah. You're not the prophet. And I was listening to that voice, even in the front. But I was crying out to my God from my spirit. My soul was against me, but my spirit was there. And my spirit was strong. Because I had been saying, I'm strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. I'm strong in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. So those words of strength were in my spirit, and they came out through my soul. And when he said, hallelujah, I said, Lord, show me, why do I have to say hallelujah? And the Lord said, when you say hallelujah, watch what happens. So he said, hallelujah, the next time, and I went, hallelujah. And he was hallelujah, hallelujah. So when Pastor Mark came, I knew what to say. Yeah. Why? When he says hallelujah, I cried, even though nobody needs translation or interpretation of the hallelujah, I know what hallelujah means, because the Lord showed it to me. When we are praising the Lord, when you say hallelujah, it means glory to the Lord. And when you say those words, there's principalities, powers, and different spirits of darkness that are listening. A child of God is crying glory to God. And I saw for the first time, I saw something. It was not my imagination. I saw like something like that going on. I didn't understand what that was, but I knew it was God showing me. As we were saying hallelujah, angels were there. Because Ephesians 3:10, I would ask, please to show it. And now I'm going, this is not my message, but I need to say, praise the Lord from your spirit. Praise him with all your heart. Cry when they say hallelujah, because not only you're saying it in this place, this is coming out to Madison, to the United States, to every place. Praises are going, angels are going, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I know, even I don't have a voice to sing, I have a voice to say hallelujah. Amen. Say hallelujah from your heart. Whenever things are going wrong, say hallelujah. Yes. That was extra. My message is coming now. I'm going to pray. I know we have all prayed, and I felt the prayers for me to stand here because I know how much we need each other. I know my pastors pray for me, and I have to tell you about your prayers. We had an earthquake in Chile, and the first person I thought to call, because I was okay to get my people and have them quiet down. We were all meeting at the church for prayer that day, and the earth started shaking in a way that it was very scary. But immediately I remember what I've been taught by my pastors to speak. So I spoke to the earth and I said, no more. And it went, no more. Fear went away. And then the important thing is my daughter came out from her house. She lives next to me. And she said, Mom, her child was saying, she's scared. My daughter said, no. She said, something came to me and I spoke to the earth. And I said, be quiet, no more. Amen. And my daughter comes out and she said, Mama, you know, when I said that, the fear left. And Martina was not afraid anymore. We were not afraid. We spoke to the earth. And it was so awesome. It was shaking, but I didn't have fear. I knew that earthquake would not harm any of us. So I drove to the church. I left my family in the house. I said, don't go anywhere. We are protected by the blood. So I drove, and it was still shaking. And I drove to the church, and there were my people, all of them outside the building, because we have an old building, standing, holding hands. And immediately, I started hearing the sirens of the cell phones. Phew, phew, phew. It was the sea was coming out. They were warning us for the sea. We were going to have, how you say it in English? Tsunami. A tsunami was coming. Fear started coming towards me. I immediately remembered my pastor. I immediately texted him, Pastor Mark, we have an earthquake. We need your prayers, and now tsunami is coming, and you guys prayed for us. I'm here to say thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for your prayers. I'll tell you what happened. We didn't go in the building because of the sea. It was shaking. We were not afraid of the shakes, but I figured I have to protect my people. So I said, let's get in the cars and let's go to the hills. We drove to the hills, and we got there together again with our hands to pray. And started talking to the ocean. We drew a line of protection around the coast with the blood of Jesus. And we were still, all of us were very near. We were shaking. From outside, not inside. Inside we had peace, but it was our soulish part was shaking, you know, waiting for something. And all of a sudden, rain started falling on our heads like it was your prayers. And I said, guys, can you feel the presence of God? I said, Cornerstone is praying for us. And Pastor Mark texted me later and he says, he came to the church and told the people that were praying to pray for us. Church, I call you to pray. So prayers. It's the time not to only pray for yourself, so prayers for others. This is the time to pray. We are entering into a time, we all know there are changes. We all perceive it in our hearts. We don't understand very much what is going to happen, but we know that we have a big thing coming good for us. I was watching the clouds the other day and I thought, the rain, the early and latter rain that is coming before Jesus comes. We are getting ready. You have to prepare in prayer because every church will receive many, many people that will be coming supernaturally to our places, to you, to us. You are having this with the shoes. pray. I know it's starting to rain. It's starting to rain. This is the early and latter rain that we are all waiting for. It's here. So I want to thank you all for prayer. And I'm going to pray now for what God has for me to give. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are here with us. You are the great I am. As my sister Mary was saying, I was rejoicing in my heart. You are the ever-present one with us. We are never alone. You are always here with us, Lord. And I thank you that in this right moment, when I'm opening my mouth, you are the God that is here. And like you told Moses, when he asked you, who do I tell them? I send me. I am. And those words helped Moses to take their eyes off him. Remember, the I am is Jesus. In him all the I am is there. In him is everything now. He is the I am in us and for us. He is the verb that is doing in us what we cannot do as we stand in his word and we declare with total liberty what he has said. Like Sister was saying, we agree with you, God. And we say on earth what is already established in heaven. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters that came here today. And Holy Spirit, I yield to you. Use my mouth to speak words that not come from my mind, but from my heart. Those words that you have given to me so that I can give to them. And I thank you that as they receive the word, they have answers today. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, you are the helper I need. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going to the Word of God. I have something here that I need to share with you. It's the way God has shown himself to be God for me. And he gave me this message in different stages while I've been here. So I've been receiving different things that he wanted me to remember and to share with you. I want to tell you about a test. It's called quality test. Say with me, the test is to test the quality of my faith. 1 Peter 4:12 in the Amplified Bible, please. And I will read it from there because I have the Spanish Bible. Beloved, do not be amazed and bewildered at the fiery ordeal which is taking place to test your quality, as though something strange, unusual, and alien to you and your position were befalling you. The quality. If you read the passages of 1 Peter, you will see that Peter is talking about your faith, the quality of the faith that we have. God gave me this scripture in a situation that I had. It was very uncomfortable for me. I was battling with my emotions when a person that had done wrong came to preach in that meeting where I was part of the board of pastors in that place. And this man that came to preach that day had done some things that really had caused problems. God has a way to teach us. And I was sitting there and I wasn't going to receive nothing. Don't ever look that way. You will miss sometimes the answer you were waiting for. Amen. The Lord corrected me. And he said, quality test. And I didn't know where that was. I had to pass the test that day. And I opened the Bible. It was not the Spanish I had. I had with me the Amplified. And I opened the Bible, and those words spoke to my directly from God. Testing the quality of my faith. I will never forget all the goodness that God has shown to me. There are many things that we need to leave behind, that we need to forget, that we don't need to bring back. Why remember evil in the past? God is the I am of now. And I was thinking of what this man did like 3 years ago, and I was sitting there not receiving from him because I had not let go of the past. I want you to go with me, please, to Philippians 3:13. There are things that we need to forget, church. There are things that you don't need to be reminding yourself constantly, because we have a living God. The great I am is doing things in us. He's constantly changing you. Are you the same? I'm not either. Sometimes I don't even know me. He has changed me, and he's changing all of us, because he starts something and he perfects it and he finishes. He's the author and finisher of your faith. He's the great I am. He's the Alpha, the Omega. He's the great God. It's his story in us. He's doing the work. So forget all those things that are behind. I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own yet. But one thing I do, it is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. What was Paul telling us here? He had been so legalistic, so much into his own self-righteousness. But now he has met Jesus. And everything has changed when we meet Jesus. We cannot stay the same. Amen. Everything changes for us. And I saw, as I was reading this today, how he was changed, you know. Now the love of God constrained him. Because faith worketh by love, my brother, my sister. Faith worketh by love. So what was constraining Paul? The love of God. And as he stood in front of people, he understood that this righteousness that we have is only from Christ. No self-righteousness anymore. So he could say, one thing I know, I forget the past. So when I was standing all self-righteous, thinking, I know better than you, I was having a Pharisaical attitude. And God doesn't want us in us. We have to flow. And the Spirit of God is in us to take us to places we have not been. He says in Luke 9:62, and if you could put it, please, in the Message Bible. Jesus said, no procrastination. That spoke to me. So when I'm looking back, I'm procrastinating. No backward looks. Say with me, never again.
Never again.
I'm not looking back.
I
will keep my eyes on Jesus. The author and finisher of my faith. That helps us. You cannot put God's kingdom off till tomorrow. Seize the day. Lambs in a wolf pack. So, everything I was doing wrong, the Lord started teaching me. He has been with me like that. Anything I do, That is not right. Like my pastor, my first pastor, not Pastor Mark. Pastor Mark is very loving, and Pastor Rhonda too with me. But my first pastor was in Canada, where I was born again. He was a beautiful man of God, a great teacher, an anointed man. I love him dearly. He's not pastoring anymore, but we still keep contact. And when I was just born again, I would come to wine, you know, and he gave me a time always. He knew I had a call, and he was so kind, and he always listened to my whining. But one day I came, and he did that because I was helping him as a secretary. I'm like, how are you, Maria? Oh, Pastor. And one day I came there, he says, grow up. I needed that. Since then I knew God has to deal with me. Like, grow up. That is love. Do not waste time looking back. Time is short. Keep your eyes ahead. I want to show you something else he showed me, because I was just born again when this happened. I had problems in my home, and I was complaining constantly. I was a whiner. That's why he had to do that with me. I was whining as I was, but I was only 1 month in Christ, and I was vacuuming my house in Canada, and I was saying something about my husband then. And I was saying, Lord, show him this, tell him that, do this, he's doing this, he's doing that. And I heard a voice loud to say, I wrote it down in English because I know it well in Spanish. He said to me, look at yourself first. The voice said in Spanish, mírate a ti primero. Look at yourself first. And that voice spoke, and I was vacuuming, and I said, oh, what was that? And I went, look everywhere. Nobody was there. It was me. I took a look at the lake. We live in front of Lake Huron. Port Huron was on the other side, Michigan. So I was vacuuming again, and I continue whining. Mírate tú primero. Look at yourself first. What is that? Three times, and at the third, I understood it was God. Matthew 7:3. And this also I want to look in the Message Bible, because it really spoke to me. It's easy to see a smudge on your neighbor's face and be oblivious to the ugly sneer on your own. So I must have had a sneer in my face, and you look so ugly when you have a sneer. It looks yuck. So now I remember how God sees me when I'm whining. I don't want God to see me ugly, because he's beautiful, and he makes me beautiful with his salvation, as Psalm says. I want to look beautiful to him. A critical spirit has a way of boomeranging back to you. Remember that. Don't be critical with your spirit about others. God has corrected me with this. He told me the last time he corrected me, love with faith. Ephesians 6:23. Goodbye, friends. Could you put it in the Amplified, please? Sorry, I didn't tell you. Peace be to the brethren. Our love joined with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. The Lord gave me this scripture when he called me to the ministry. And he reminded me how he has worked with my life. And he said, that's the way faith has quality. When you do everything based on love. 1 Corinthians 13, our pastor Rhonda has such a good teaching for us. It's the favorite class for Bible Institute in Chile. I wish I had had that the years that I was with that critical spirit. But now I know better. You want to walk in the Spirit, walk in love. Walk in love. But love says no sometimes. It's not the kind of love that says yes to everything. The love of God, God loves us, and he doesn't want to allow us to go the wrong way. So when he corrects us with his word, and it's so real when he speaks to our hearts. It's a constant correction. It's like flying a plane. My brother is a pilot, he doesn't fly now, but he was telling me when the control tower tells you there's something there that you cannot go, there's turbulence, they tell them where to go. Constant turbulence. Sometimes the Lord told me, when there's turbulence in the way, fly higher. I said, how? He said, you have two wings, love and faith. Fly higher, love and faith. Galatians 6, 5 and 6. For every person will have to bear, be equal to understanding and calmly receive, is only the law of oppressive faults. Go on with the next one, please. Let me see, I think I got it wrong. Just a minute, please. I did it in Spanish and then I'm not perfect. Galatians, this is in Spanish, isn't it?
Are you looking for faith works by love?
Yes.
Galatians 5:6.
Thank you, Pastora. Yes. Yeah, it's Galatians 5, 6. I wrote it wrong. Forgive me. Galatians 5, 6. But I want to read 5 first, please. For we not relying in the law, but through the Holy Spirit's help, by faith anticipate and wait for the blessing and good for which our righteousness and right standing with God, our conformity to his willing purpose, thought and action, causes us to hope. And then the next one, 6. For if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith activated and energized, expressed and working through love. I was reading Paul's letters and seeing how well he describes this to us, how he was being changed and molded to the image of the Son of God. God is teaching us through those letters and through the epistles that we are to read, to bless, to love. That is what we are called to do. Don't let anybody with their problem or their attitudes get you down from where you have to be, because it's time to be watching and praying And when the enemy comes, you will see. And you will be able to tell others, but don't get distracted. Because many things will try to get you off looking at Jesus in this time. The enemy will cause little things, you know, as I was coming here, all hell broke loose for me in Chile. Attacks from everywhere, but you know, walking, knowing that he's there I am, that he was there for me, it was so supernatural. I was not touched. There's a protection that grace has given to us. Psalm 5 says it's a shield that surrounds us. You are surrounded everywhere by the shield of love. You are surrounded always. God is covering you with his love, but you cannot get out of love. I was so filled of the Spirit in these meetings that we were having one time 2 years ago in Chile. I think it was Pastor Mark or Pastor Ron that was in this. They go to do their every year conference, and he's so anointed. And I had been in all this move of God. And I got home, and I saw my neighbor across the street, and I was in the garden. And I didn't want to say hello to her, because I was, again, that spirit of self-righteousness. Critical spirit, I am better than you. No. You are there to do something. God has corrected me of all those things so that I can tell you that now is easier for me. I saw this lady and all the anointing that was there left because I didn't want to say hello to her. I was hiding. He's an old lady, and I heard that he had done something that hurt me. But I was looking back. Don't look back. Say with me, I'm not looking back.
I'm not looking back.
I forgive.
I forgive.
You know what the Lord told me one day when we were talking about this, him and me? He said, look back. And I look, and I saw everything red. He says, your past is covered by my blood. Mm. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. Many times we have the attitudes that those that were with Jesus that they had in Luke 9:53, we'll read from 53 to 56 in the Amplified, please. But the people would not welcome or receive or accept him because his face was set as if he was going to Jerusalem. What he was going with his disciples, you know the story. And when his disciples, James and John, observed this, they said, Lord, do you wish us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elijah did? 55. But he turned and rebuked and severely censured them. He said, you do not know of what sort of spirit you are. 56. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them from the penalty of eternal death. And they journeyed on to another village. That attitude, that critical spirit, that part of us that has to be renewed with the word of life, has to remember that God is love. We cannot enter to the journey to go to the other place if we are holding on things that belong to the past and they are covered by the blood. God is so good. He loves us so much. God has put me in a place to seek him now. You know that you are in a place. I want to read this from the Spanish Bible, and I will translate it because I think it sounds better to me, but I will translate it to English. Acts 17, 26 to 28. It says, from one blood he has made all the line of lineage of men, so that they will live over the earth. And he has prepared them a fixed order of time, and he has set the limits of their habitations, so that they will seek the Lord, if in some way, like looking for him, they can find them. But that doesn't mean he's hiding. He's not far from neither of us. Because in him we live, we move, we are, and him we have our being. The Lord has put me in a place, he has a place for you. I want you to close your eyes, because there is a place for you. And many times you have felt that you have to give and change, move or do something in a hurry. Don't allow the enemy to do that to you. Jesus is in no hurry. When he calls, you hear his voice. Seek peace and follow peace. Don't go in such a hurry. There are places to go and people to see. But because this spirit of getting people to get there, hurry, hurry. It's the same in Chile. It's not here only. I sometimes ask, where are all those people going? We're all hurrying so much. Follow peace. Seek peace and follow it. You have so much to give. I speak peace. I speak peace to every situation that is being like a turmoil in your life. I speak peace. Peace and love with faith. Brother Hagen used to say, when you pray, surround with love and faith. When you remember somebody, pray for them with joy. No matter what you see in them, not with a critical spirit, but surround them with love and faith. You have so much to do. There's so much to see. New places, new people, so many things he has for you. How we are to pray for each other. Galatians 4:19. My little children, for whom I am again suffering birth pangs until Christ is completely and permanently formed and molded within you, that Christ may be formed and molded in each one of us and flow with the Spirit. Flow with the Spirit. The Spirit of God will show you something else to pray. Being in Christ is so awesome. I am understanding more and more about that, what it is to be inserted into Christ. But it's all of us together. We are one. That doesn't mean we have to agree in everything. No. But that spirit of love that is in us will cause us always to look for the best, to think the best, the highest, the best for everybody. He sent to us the Spirit of his Son. In Galatians 4, 6 and 7, in you and me, we have the Spirit of the Son. So when you pray on earth, the head is in heaven, seated at the right hand, but you are there, in the spirit you are there, but here on earth you are there too. Because your body is his temple, and all of you belongs to him. He wants you to thank him with all of your heart, to praise him with all of your heart. Psalm 138:1 says that. If you can please put that, Psalm 138:1. Thank him with all your heart. He doesn't want half and half. I will confess and praise you, my God, with my whole heart, before the gods will I sing praises to you. Reverend Mary Frances was speaking about these gods. Whatever is taking a place in you that is more important than him, no, start praising him. I was sharing with Pastor Belinda on one of their trips to Chile. For some reason, she and I have always been in the same place when there were problems. We were in the same room when there was an earthquake. And we were woken up by this shaking. And she says, MT, what is that? I said, I think it's an earthquake. It was my first experience, because I never experienced an earthquake before that. And both of us were holding hands, walk out to the door. I said, we will stand here. And as we see on people, everything was dark. Some naked men were running across. She and I were closing our eyes and praying. And then Pastor Mark comes out to the door, and he's wearing his hat, and he says, MT. And the earth is going, I didn't want to talk with him. MT, and the thing is shaking, you know. He says, have you been in an earthquake before? No, Pastor. No, Pastor, I was trying to get in touch with here, you know. But he was so man of faith. He has always been my example. Thank God for our pastors. I want to tell you that you are made in his image. Romans 8:29. I just saw that I have it written there, and I was looking there. I'm sorry. Romans 8:29. My Spanish Bible is my security blanket. I go to it when I feel insecure, sorry. Thank you for putting up with me. Love you. Romans went away for me. Romans 8:29. Here. Those that he knew before, he predestined, so that they will be made in conformity to the image of the Son, so that he will be the firstborn among many brethren. Do you know who you are? For God, you are one with his Son. Amen. And this really touched my heart when I read it. I've been praying the Ephesians prayer every day. I met the ministry of Brother Hagen in 1983, and he taught that, and I always have done it. That has really helped me, and I encourage you to continue praying as our pastors have always instructed us to do. I read this, and it really touched my heart. When Jesus in 1 John 3:1-2 will appear, will be manifested to us. I saw it there, but with my glasses I don't see, so I had to look there. See what an incredible quality of love the Father has given, shown, bestowed on us, that we should be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God. And so we are. The reason that the world does not know, recognize, acknowledge us is that it does not know, recognize, acknowledge him. The next verse. Beloved, we are even here and now God's children. It is not yet disclosed, made clear what we shall be hereafter. But we know that when he comes and is manifested, we shall, as God's children, resemble and be like him, for we shall see him just as he really is. So when you see Jesus, when I see Jesus, we will see us. That's the way he is engrafted to us. The incarnation, Emmanuel, God with us, in Christ, is such a close relationship for God, and it has to be for us. We are called to do the works he did, greater things he said, and we will do them in Jesus' name. I have to finish, but I want to do it with one scripture more, and I will pray. I have to tell you about the train. I was sent years ago to visit a missionary that lived in a city in Chile that was far, and he was very lonely. He was for a Rema graduate, and him and his wife and his children had come from Brazil. And as I would go there, I would go once a month. That day in the train I was going, I didn't have a message. I had been studying, preparing, as I always do, but I was about to get there, and I didn't have the word. And I knew Pastor Jan. Pastor Jan was so full of faith and so such a man of God. He would always wait for me, and I would say, "How are you, Jan?" He would say it in a Brazilian tone, "Dios es bueno y el diablo no sirve para nada." I tell you what that means. God is good and the devil helps for nothing. That was always his answer to me. And as I was going there, I wanted to have a word for him. I knew why he never told me how things were for him, because he wanted me to speak to his life. So he never told me how he was. He was always, "God is good." So as I got there, the train was about to get there, I said, "Lord, I have nothing, and I want to have a word for Pastor Jan." And I hear the train. Chuk, 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 chuk. God was telling me something. "Give me the word." I said, "Give me the word, and I'll give it to you." In the Message Bible, 1 Corinthians 1:4-8. In Spanish, it says in verse 8 that God will confirm you. God will confirm you. But we will see it in this. I want, please, to read from 4-8. Thank you. Yes, please. "Every time I think of you, and I think of you often, I thank God for your lives of free and open access to God given by Jesus. There's no end to what has happened in you. It's beyond speech, beyond knowledge. The evidence of Christ has been clearly verified in your lives. Just think, you don't need a thing. You've got it all. All God's gifts are right in front of you as you wait expectantly for our Master Jesus to arrive on the scene for the finale. And not only that, but God himself is right alongside to keep you steady and on track." Chuk, 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 chuk. Ah, there was. "So when I slip to this side, God puts me back. When I go there, he puts me back. He's alongside to get you on track. He's alongside to get you on track. He never will give up on you because God is faithful. And he's standing alongside you." I believe it. Do you? He's alongside us. And the 9th verse, to finish, "God who got you started in this spiritual adventure shares with us the life of his Son and our Master Jesus. He will never give up on you. Never forget that. The cross, the irony of God's wisdom." Thank you, Father. Please stand. I did a prayer for you, and I wrote it because I spent most of the night, even though I've been going through scriptures, I wanted to be for you all that was only in my heart, because I love you so much, and I'm so grateful for my pastor for God for giving me this place. I appreciate and thank you for receiving me. I want to say something. I declare over you, O Church of the Living God, you will never be disappointed in your expectations. The name of your church is Cornerstone. The source of your salvation is the great I Am, doing you in you all the big work he wants to do through you. The same spirit that was in him is separating you from the world to him. Overcomers, that's who you are. Reigning with Christ, he is the King of Kings. King of Kings. Kings are reigning. Reign. He has given you a place. Stand strong and not be moved. And in personal, for each one of you, I declare over you that you will have a greater revelation of who is the God of your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Rhonda.
Glory to God. Set your things down. This is Pastora's last service with us. Pastor and I were actually traveling this week, and we flew out all afternoon. I wanted to be here tonight to hear Pastora speak. We came straight from the airport, so here we are. But I want us to pray for Pastora before she leaves to go back to Chile. So if you would come, Belinda, you can come too. I know you had it on your heart. Just stand here and face me, Pastora, if you don't mind. All right, church, let's add our faith together and bless the woman of God. Father, we thank you for Pastora Maria Teresa's life, for her ministry, for the supply of the Spirit that she brings on behalf of you, Father, first of all, but on behalf of her church, on behalf of Bible Institute, on behalf of all the many and varied things that you have asked her to put her hand to. We speak grace and blessings to her right now in Jesus' name. I speak renewed strength to her body. I speak to every fiber of her being, and I say life and strength and wholeness be in Jesus' name. Strength for the race. Strength for the race. I thank you, Lord, for increased anointing. I thank you for increased wisdom. Father, everything that she needs. Ha 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 ha. I thank you that she goes back refreshed by your Spirit, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you complete anything else that she needed to get while she was here. Father, I thank you. Oh, I thank you for this, the servant of the Most High God. And I ask you to bless her. I thank you that she's blessed going out. She's blessed coming in. I thank you that you add to her those who can run alongside her, who can take the vision and help, Father. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Increase, increase, increase on every side. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Is there anything? Okay. Father, we bless her, and we send part of our body, part of Cornerstone. We send her back, Father, to the precious people of Chile. Father, I want to take a moment and pray even for that nation. Father, there has been an invasion of your word through the Bible Institute. onto the 22 campuses scattered across that nation. And I speak increase to Bible Institute in Jesus' name. I speak increase. We activate with our faith that word of God that's been sown down on the inside of the peoples of Chile. I thank you, Father, for a maturing of the body of Christ in Chile. I thank you, Lord, for a divine force. A divine force you're raising up in that nation, armed with your word, proficient with your spirit, to bear much fruit in Chile for the kingdom of God. Fruitful season. A fruitful season. Father, we ignite that word. That word that's on the inside of them is like kindling. It's like wood, fire. Wood, and we add the fire. We add the fire to their kindling. May it spread across that nation, the word of God. May it have free course into that nation. I thank you, Father, the word of God has free course in the nation of Chile. No force will be able to stand against the word of God. I thank you that lives are forever changed. Thank you, Lord, for a changed nation because of your word and spirit. And I thank you for it, Father. Forever changed. Forever changed. Father, Pastor Maria Teresa is so much a part of that, Father. She has been the one to spread the word, to recruit, that has caused the increase, Father. She's been the hands and the feet that you've used in that nation to take the word. And I thank you, Father, that her labors have not been in vain, but she's truly part of changing a nation with the word of God for the glory of our King. We love you, Father, and I thank you for this, our precious sister, and we bless her as she goes in Jesus' name. Thank you for angelic protection, angelic help, even on a broader scale than has been heretofore. I thank you for it, Father, everything that she has need of. I believe you'll supply. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.